even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right for someone tonight, whose car's parked next door.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden could be ready to move on the border. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has more.
President Biden is considering taking executive action to impose tough new asylum restrictions. One possibility would be to bar migrants from seeking asylum if they cross between U.S. ports of entry. Now, he is considering, I'm told, a wide range of options. This is just a possibility. No final decisions have been made, but this does come after Republicans on the Hill, under pressure from Donald Trump, tanked that bipartisan border deal, and as President Biden is eager to show voters that he's taking this issue seriously.
Two U.S. officials telling ABC News that Ukraine is quickly running into military shortages because of the House's failure to pass a new aid bill. They say late March will be a crucial time for Ukrainian troops without further action. If you have AT&T service on your phone, you could be experiencing issues with it right now. There are reports of a major outage affecting AT&T users across the country this morning. This is ABC News. Another suspected Houthi attack in the Red Sea.
It's believed Iran-backed Houthi rebels fired at least two missiles in the Gulf of Aden, hitting a ship and setting it on fire. According to the Associated Press, the vessel is a Palau-flagged cargo ship that had been coming from Thailand, bound for Egypt, which had been sending out messages claiming to have a Syrian crew on board to potentially avoid being targeted. Israel, meanwhile, intercepted what appeared to be another Houthi attack near the port city of Eilat. Inez de la Quitera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
They're coming back. China says it's sending two giant pandas to the San Diego Zoo. The announcement coming after the return of the bears on loan to the U.S. amid souring diplomatic relations with Beijing. This is the zoo's Ron Swaysgood.
We love the giant pandas here in the United States. They love the giant pandas in China. That's something that we can connect on. And I think it can help. It can help improve relationships because it's something that we can work together on.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Middleton police have confirmed a 34-year-old mother shot and killed her two children and injured a 31-year-old man before turning the gun on herself Sunday night. The man, who's the father of the children, remains hospitalized with multiple gunshot wounds, though he's now out of intensive care. Legislation to speed up the counting of absentee ballots in Wisconsin elections is in trouble in the state Senate. bipartisan bill passed easily in the Assembly. Speaker Robin Voss said this week he's puzzled by Senate inaction. The measure would allow processing of absentee ballots the day before Election Day. 3% more homes were built in Wisconsin in 2023, but the Home Builders Association says that's not meeting demand. The group says more workforce and low-income housing is needed all across the state. Local leaders and property owners need to work together to make that happen. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Snowmobiling is a great way to find your adventure in Wisconsin. With thousands of trails to explore, there's always something new to discover. No matter where you ride, think smart before you start. Wear a helmet and dress for the weather. Check with area bait shops for local ice conditions. Never drink and ride. Every year, we lose snowmobilers to crashes that could have been prevented. Reach your destination safely every time. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wi.gov.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler, 34 for a high, but we'll bounce back quickly. Saturday, sunshine, high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Stairs.
girl like her, she just can't see what the fuss is all about. And she don't know she's beautiful. That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never cross my mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
Don't
somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could be my time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. About what they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. I say bring on anything. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, for a good time. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I saw you walking down the street just
If you suddenly decide to give me one more try, I'll be waiting in the wings, just looking for a sign, just in case you change your mind. What can I say, darling? Ever change your mind. If you suddenly decide to give me one more try, I'll be waiting in the wings, just looking for a sign, just in case you change your mind.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Forrester Sisters, just in case, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the upper 20s to low 30s this morning. Expecting upper 40s to near 50 today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Michael Clementson in our Newsmaker segment talking about the Whole Milk in Schools Act that Congressman Tom Tiffany has been a big proponent of. It's gaining some momentum, and we're going to have more with Michael on that here coming up this hour. Later on tonight, well, we have boys basketball as the Panthers taking on Boyceville, and we'll have that game for you coming up tonight with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7 and tip-off at 7:15. Now, of course, the girls are in playoffs. The girls will be playing tomorrow in the regionals, and they'll be taking on Mondovi, and we'll have that game for you as well tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If the Panthers would win, they would then play right away on Saturday, and we'll have that game for you as well here on the radio. Now, because of it being the playoffs for the girls, and with the WYAA rules for the video streaming, it is a little bit different because of the rights fees. We don't pay the rights fees for the video. I could never do that here at the station. It'd be very, very expensive. But the Durand, Arkansas School District, like they've done in years past, they feel it's very important that residents are able to watch the game as well and not have to pay for it. And so they are covering those fees. So the stream for the video will only be on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel. So keep that in mind. We are allowed to put it on NTEC Channel 99 as well, for those of you that don't have the internet. And again, that's compliments of the Durand, Arkansas School District. So remember to thank the school board and thank the administrators, because the school district is taking care of those fees. It's obviously, since they're part of the WYAA, the fees will be a little bit cheaper than what they are for the radio station. So again, thank the school district for doing that as well. But yep, getting ready for some March Madness with the girls tomorrow night, taking on Mondovi. But we still have some regular basketball tonight with the boys taking on Boyceville, and we'll have that game for you starting at 7 here on WRDN. Dairy Radio Now is next.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with the New York State FFA State Officer Team. I'm going to have you each introduce yourselves and tell a little bit about what you do and how it relates to animal agriculture or plant agriculture.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jacob Lusak. I'm the New York State FFA Secretary, and I work in beef production. So I work with certified Black Angus beef cattle, and I do everything from animal husbandry to genetics.
Is it rewarding to you, Jacob?
Oh, for sure. Being able to see everything through the entire process, from raising the animal all the way to slaughter and even consumption.
Hello, my name is Courtney Tavey, and I'm currently serving as this year's New York State FFA Vice President. I work in small animal production and care, which means that I work at a golden retriever breeders. Here, I have really learned the ins and outs of what it means to sort of start working in the veterinary science field, which I think is so important to agriculture. We need so many more large animal and small animal vets. So my connection to this really has allowed me to sort of dive in and find my passion for helping animals and expanding our agricultural industry in that way.
I would presume you also get exposed to a lot of consumers.
Absolutely. It's all about customer service, working with those consumers in order to provide them the services that they need.
Hello, my name is Ellie Terry. I'm serving as this year's New York FFA state reporter. I'm really big into maple production. My home chapter, Delaware Academy, taps about 2,400 taps and boils about 160 to 180 gallons of syrup. We make syrup, cotton candy, candy, cream, whatever you can think of.
That sounds like a lot of work, but it's got to be rewarding for you.
Yes, it's months and a whole year of maintenance and work and installing new technology, but at the end, after hours of boiling, the final product really is worth it.
Hi, everybody. My name is Eric Heath. I am this year's state treasurer for the New York FFA. My personal connection to animal production is I live on a beef farm, so my family raises about 8 to 10 cattle a year, and we use them year-round for our own personal familial consumption. I also work on about 300-acre hay production farm, so we do small square and round bales. We keep some of the round bales for our own personal use for our animals, and we also sell a large amount of our hay down to Long Island for the equine farms that happen down there.
Eric, animal agriculture is coming under attack from a multitude of situations. How do you respond to folks who are really concerned about greenhouse gases and animal agriculture?
I think that it all comes down to understanding the science behind it and really understanding what really is producing those greenhouse gases that we should be concerned about, rather than just going after the animals that we use to provide ourselves with food for the world and for families and communities.
Hi, I'm Keely Schilde. I'm serving as the New York FFA State Sentinel. And at home, my family has about an acre of greenhouses where we grow a bunch of different kinds of bedding plants, from vegetables to flowers. My family also produces apple cider vinegar.
When I hear plants, I hear something that is a carbon sink sucking up CO2 for the rest of the environment.
Yes, absolutely. We all learn in our biology classes that plants go through a cycle of photosynthesis, so they use carbon dioxide to release oxygen, which we breathe in.
Hello, my name is Ella Underberg. I've had the honor to serve as the New York State FFA president this year. I reside in Western New York, where I show livestock ranging from beef cattle to hogs to sheep and to meat goats. I've grown up within the livestock industry and seen the ins and outs from that sector of agriculture. Just a little tidbit about the farmers that I see in Western New York. I think farmers are some of the most careful stewards of our earth and our natural resources. Without taking care of our natural resources and our waterways and taking care of our air, farmers wouldn't be able to do what they do every day. And I just want to give a shout out to all the farmers that are working out there, carefully taking care of our earth every single day.
Ella, you work closely at the Erie County Fair, one of the oldest fairs in the country. That really has to connect you with the public, so it gives you a little bit of perspective, and also you can be a little bit of an ambassador.
Yeah, 100%. The Erie County Fair is the honor of being the largest county fair in the country. Working closely there and interning there, I've been able to see a lot of the public sector aspect of agriculture, and it's really easy to come from either sides of the agriculture aspect and point fingers at one another, but I think that true understanding comes when we both share our stories and create a connection where we can both all connect. And county fairs are created and state fairs to create tradition and community around agriculture and experiences and once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, and I think that if we can all come together to share our stories, there can be a greater understanding of what the agriculture industry strives to do.
What a great group of young people. How very articulate. It's my pleasure to be with you. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Snakes,
zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was alone. Every man watched as she swayed on by. The way she was looking, every woman could cry. And then I saw her sit down with her lawyer, and I knew what was going on. She's single again. Hold on to your man. She'll make his worried wives and bring broken lives and heartaches that never end. She's single again. She's no woman's friend. Oh, she's making her move. She's got nothing to lose. Look out, she's single again. Is this number 4? Is this number 5? Tell me, how many husbands has she buried? She uses the favors that the good Lord gave her with the devil's design. Ooh, I know she's thinking she's on top of the world. I've seen her working and I'm warning you girls. She's single again, she's got away with men. But she better get away from mine. She's single. She's single again. She's single.
Set out of Frisco. The Golden Gate is great, but it ain't home. Give me a rodeo. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be.
would do. Call me a fool. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you want to say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. You can say what you want to say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Mark Chestnut, Blame It on Texas, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 29 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, March milk up 21 to 17.19, April up 29 to 17.49, May and June were steady, May at 17.54, June 18.08. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels were steady at 160 and three quarters. 40-pound blocks down three quarters to 151 and a half, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 277 and a half, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 119 and a half, four trades. Dry whey steady at 51 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they could open mostly mixed once again. Hog markets also looking for a mixed open. A lot of positioning ahead of Friday's cattle on feed report, but there is a lot of expectations. That's going to be a very bullish report for the cattle markets that could provide continued support. For hog markets, pork cutout values were lower once again. That could continue to provide some pressure to the markets. We still have some export reports coming out later on this week that could show there's still strong hog demand. February live cattle opens the day at 183.97, April at 187.70, June at 183.30. March feeder cattle open at 251.35, April 255.92, May 259.12. April hogs open at 85.97, May at 89.35, June 97.97. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans and wheat are moving mostly higher this morning. Now, corn did make some new contract lows yesterday. So in some of the contracts, we do see a bit of short covering happening as the market has been severely oversold. For soybeans, they are looking at some increasing demand on the world markets. Wheat markets also moving higher as the dollar's off of its recent highs once again today, and that's helping U.S. wheat prices. March corn up 1.5 this morning to 414 and a quarter. May up 1 to 425 and a quarter. July up 1 to 436 and three quarters. New crop up three quarters at 458. March beans up 4.5 to 1165 and a quarter. May up 4 and three quarters to 1169 and three quarters. July up 5 to 1179. And new crop up 5.25 to 11.51. March soybean meal up $1.50 to $3.43.50, and March soybean oil up 12 cents to $44.95. Chicago wheat, March and May both up 6.25 this morning. March at 589.5, May 584.25. Minneapolis wheat, March up 8 to 667.25, May up 8.5. to 670. Energy markets are lower this morning. April and May crude oil both down 14 cents. April at 77.77, May at 77.17. March and April gas both down a cent. March at 227. April 251. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 344, March 347, April 350, new crop 402. Cash beans 1071, March 1076, April 1075, new crop 1061. Big River Resources Boysville, cash corn 369, March 376, April 384 and a quarter, new crop 402 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 376, March 373, April 388, new crop 407. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 353, March 356, and new crop 402. Cash beans 1080, March 1083, new crop 1070. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 356, new crop 402. Cash beans 1076, new crop at 1061. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 387, April 397, May 399, new crop 407, cash beans 1111, April 1136, May 1138, new crop 1090. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 354, new crop 402, cash beans 1085, new crop at 1070. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 160 to 180, Holstein fed cattle 127 to 164, market cows 82 to 118, bulls 99 to 127, calves 260 to 840, beef steers 157 to 285, Holstein steers 109 to 237. Sheep markets, market lambs 157 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 87 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 220 and down. At Zumbrota, feed Feeder lambs 150 to 315, fed lambs 140 to 188, and ewes 50 to 150. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a friend. Leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't a little
and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved the girl,
I loved the girl
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
the daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest rack in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him, least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Whole milk in school meals is gaining momentum. Michael Clements has more.
For more than a decade, Congress has prevented U.S. public schools from serving whole and 2% milk to students. Now parents, physicians, dietitians, and the dairy community are pushing back, and Congress is listening. Matt Herrick, a senior vice president at the International Dairy Foods Association, says new legislation that would reinstate whole and 2% milk back in schools is gaining momentum.
The legislation is the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, and what it's really about is allowing schools to serve children the nutritious varieties of milk that they already consume at home. So we know that since these milk options were removed from school meals, that's whole and 2% milk, children are not drinking as much milk. Well, they're not eating their meals with the same level of frequency. They're not consuming the necessary nutrients that they need. And as a result, they're throwing away more food. So we're seeing an increase of food waste. At the same time, the science around the nutrition of dairy fats has changed dramatically in the last decade. So we now know, for instance, that full-fat dairy products like whole milk are actually beneficial to kids because they lower the risk of heart disease and they lower childhood obesity. So bringing these milk varieties back to schools is a no-brainer.
The International Dairy Foods Association released new polling of parents who are near unanimous in their support of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. Herrick says parents are key to making sure the bill passes Congress this year.
Our new polling for Morning Consult tells us that 94% of parents out there serve their children whole or 2% milk at home. And that's because they consider milk to be healthy. They see it as nutritious. It's wholesome. It tastes good. 9 in 10 parents said that they want to see whole and 2% milk reinstated in school meals. And the same amount want to see Congress pass legislation that restores whole and 2% milk in schools. So it's really overwhelming support from parents, who are really the most important voice about what kids should be eating in schools, that want to see whole and 2% milk restored. It's near unanimous support.
Herrick says that IDFA and the dairy community need the support of all stakeholders to get the bill passed during this calendar year.
Our team really is bringing this polling information and the strong science underpinning our arguments to Capitol Hill directly. So we are talking to legislators, we're talking to our members, we're asking them to advocate by sending letters and emails and text messages to members of Congress, to their staff, directly to those members. All of that work has paid off. In December, the House of Representatives passed this bill by a wide margin, 330-99. We're hopeful we can get that same level of support in the Senate. So we're asking folks out there to submit these letters, to contact your members of Congress. And you can do that by going to our website, wholemilkforkids.com. You can fill out a very quick pre-filled form. It'll submit a letter to whoever represents your state or your district, letting them know that you support this bill and you want them to support this bill too.
Again, that website is wholemilkforkids.com. Michael Clements reporting.
Thanks, Michael. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
One of the purposes of the FFA is to teach high school students the principles of successful farming. But FFA also serves as a training ground for civic leaders through speech contests, community improvement projects, and leadership camps. Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Saluting all the members of FFA during National FFA Week, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Temperatures will remain mild today before dropping into the 20s and 30s tomorrow before a frontal passage from the north in our ag weather forecast. Now, only isolated flurries are possible with the system. Then warm and dry weather returns this weekend with gusty winds on Saturday. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 48 to 53, relative humidities at 48% to 53%. West winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 24 to 29, relative humidities 83% to 88%. Northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 29 to 34, relative humidities at 37% to 42%. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Monday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 55 to 60. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of snow, colder, highs 30 to 35.
How do you measure the human spirit? In miles covered? Prayers spoken? Or maybe it has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Kids like to play in the dirt and can ingest all kinds of nasty stuff, including lead. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A high concentration of lead in the soil could be harmful as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Leaded paint and leaded gasoline aren't used anymore, but once lead is in the soil, it stays there. Exposure to lead can have serious health effects in children who might ingest that soil or fruits and vegetables grown in it. Andrew Margonaut is an assistant professor of soil science at the University of Illinois. He says all soils have some lead, which is measured in parts per million from zero up to about 2,000. Most fall in the range of 15 to 25 parts per million, but the health risks depend on the lead concentration.
This is what the US EPA calls a threshold of action if there's bare soil and there are children present. 400 part per million in a exposed soil is the threshold at which you need to do something. And that typically means cover up that bare soil to reduce the pathway of direct exposure, meaning kids eating dirt, or if you're a farmer, as you till, breathing in those dust particles.
He says there are a few ways to help mitigate the risk.
So the first is you increase soil pH. The availability of heavy metals depends on pH. In general, as the pH goes up, they're less available. A second option is to bind up those metals with a binding partner, and in that case, it would be phosphate. Third one would be to use a organic matter input like compost. And compost, it appears, is emerging as an effective way to mitigate the availability of heavy metals like lead in soils.
If soil testing shows a high lead concentration, don't garden in the soil, especially root crops like carrots. Learn more about lead in the soil and what to do about it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
A name I remember, just someone I used to know, someone I never quite got over, a long, long time ago. Come true the way it was, always seems better. So let me keep on missing you.